Yo, it's Overslept with Chris Laker. That's me. All right. It is Saturday. It is 1:03 p.m. I don't know how it got that late, but I'm just waking up, and it's 1:03. But I got a cat call up. I got my cat FOMO. I can't describe how she's resting next to me, but very hard to wake up when there's a cat cuddled up with you. I did wake up to feed them because they were freaking out, and then I was too tired to do anything else, so I went back to sleep. So, but this is my real wake up. Hey, look at. I'm okay with this waking up at 1 o'clock. I wish I woke up earlier. I want to be a better person, but this is how I live. I didn't set an alarm. I had no intention in making myself get up before I just got up. So, whatever, man. Yesterday I saw that Get Out movie, finally. I've been wanting to see, everybody's talking about it. And I was able to go in fresh. I was able to go in not knowing nothing about the movie. I didn't even know who was in it. I didn't know anything. That's the way to go in. If you were able to, like me, to avoid it all, I'm not even going to tell you the person in it. I sort of know. I won't even tell you who it is, but it's good. Very good movie. It is as good as everybody says it is. It's like fucking annoyingly good. Like, not annoyingly good. To me, 'cause I'm like, man, I wish I wrote something that good. I don't think I've written anything that good. But it gives you something to. Everybody should. Every movie should be that good. Why they put out shit movies? Anyway, it's good. See this shit. Oh, went in the middle of the day too. That's and the theater was crowded. It was like 3:30. Theater was crowded. So dude's making a bunch of money, which is fantastic. Love going to movies in the middle of the day, though. It just feels good. What else is. Oh, man, I hate that what else shit. But I got no. I'm a little thrown off by the time, I'll be honest. Do you have any. I haven't got any emails or anything past there, so that's okay. I got a bunch this week, I feel like, so it's gotta. There was people probably gonna. It's gonna take a while. I feel like looking at the way the listening goes, it's like there's like a tide. People are behind. It takes a few days. There's a few people that are like way on top of everything and listen every single day as soon as the shit comes out. But most people be high. I get it. I'm behind on a lot of shit. I was watching This Is Us on Hulu. I didn't know anything about that show either. I won't tell you anything about that show specifically. If you want to watch it, it's on Hulu. The whole first, I think it's the whole first season, unless they're still putting out shit. And I feel emotionally manipulated by it. Oh, shit. Oh man, FOMO got up on that sneeze. Sorry, I sneezed. I feel emotionally manipulated by that show. Like they're really going hard at you. Like, want to make you emotional about family and stuff. But it works. And there's good. I'll tell you. You know the dude who's People versus OJ? Watch that first if you haven't seen that. That's on Netflix, I think. People versus OJ, the guy who plays Christopher Darden, is in this. And he's constantly being that Christopher Darden. Like, not exactly like Christopher Darden, but like real, like impassioned. And like, he's kind of got that urgency all the time, and it gets me, and I get fucking, and then I get mad that I got. It's like Friday Night Lights, how they would always, the Coach Taylor and Friday Night Lights, constantly like that. He's always turning that shit on you. They're always trying to, and then he always said, "That's not lost on me." He have his big speech, and then be like, "You're upset. That's not lost on me." Man, then do some, yeah. Mandy Moore is in it. I didn't know she could act, but I guess she can. She's good. I'll say that right now. Mandy Moore can act. I'll argue that with anybody. But that, I'll say that what coming out of that movie, because everything's like, people will talk about the golden age of television and not, you know, movies are kind of bullshit and television is like a book, you know, it's like a novel, and then movies are just like whatever. But walking out, I went to watch them, nothing feels as good as like being in the theater watching like a great movie, and then like when you walk out of it, nothing feels good to me. It just doesn't happen as often because you don't see, because there's like even really, really, really good movies that you see that don't do that. I feel like I didn't walk out of Arrival's great. I didn't walk out of Arrival with that feeling though. Being John Malkovich, that's a long time ago. That's how. Being John Malkovich, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. This movie, Get Out, gave me that same kind of feeling. But I can't think of other movies. Maybe Hell or High Water, but maybe not quite. And Hell or High Water is fucking awesome. I can't put my finger on what the thing is that gives me it makes me want to go do something. Like I gotta go do something. This time, and then I just go eat. You know, I got to do something great. Then we're at the Hibachi restaurant, which was great, but it wasn't like, you know. But I have a moment. I felt like that watching Swingers at home once. I watched Swingers and I got real into it. I was like, oh man, I got to go out and do something. And then I was like, it's like I'm at home. You can do it. And Swingers isn't, I'm not saying Swingers is as good as those movies. When I saw it, it was at a time, moment in my life that I felt inspired by it. That's why I like that shit. I want to make TV shows and movies because it's cool. But that's why I'm going to make Canine Congress, the movie that Anthony told me, Kevin told me about. It's his idea. Oh, did I tell you guys I'm going to be in Palm Beach, Florida next week? West Palm Beach, Palm Beach Improv. West Palm Beach. I think that's where Trump goes every weekend. I know, not every weekend, but a lot of weekends. I think that's the place in Florida he goes. is Mar-a-Lago. I think that's where that is. I ain't gonna go near that place, man. I don't need no Secret Service asking me questions. It's Saturday. We're 10 minutes in. Yeah, let's keep it going. I know this one isn't great either, but there's been worse ones already. There's been worse ones than this. This isn't the worst one. And none of them are must-listens. That's got to take some pressure off when you listen to a podcast. That none of them, none of the episodes you have to listen to. You know, you're not going to miss anything. Like I referenced that Canine Congress. You don't got to go back and fucking listen to that shit. You get it. Kevin sent me a Facebook message about giving me the idea for it could be a show, it could be a movie. Canine Congress. That's all he gave me was the. Oh, you can't. And then the next day, games. It was, go back if you really want to know all about it. Go back 2 days and then yesterday. I think that was it. But don't worry about it. You don't gotta. I'll do the whole. I haven't gotten a new iTunes review in a while. Maybe today. Because you know what? There's also a thing where I've heard people this week in Jackin, you know, I push really hard for people to do that because it's a. And people say that they put them in and then they get deleted or they didn't make it to the. And sometimes it takes a few days to show up in the thing. So I don't know. But there's only six in there right now. And if everybody listened to that, I know not everybody's got, that doesn't matter. That's the thing about doing this every day. It's like, I don't need to push on that today. I'll do it tomorrow. But now's not the time. It's not quite the time to make the big push. There's not enough people in there. And maybe it's just good. I'll take a quick look at the. Let's go Apple News. Let's see what's going on. I know there was. Oh, Paris airport attacker home was searched after. Oh man, there was a Paris airport attacker. I feel like I don't know what that is. Maybe it's just because it's early. And trending stories. Trump Jr. is okay. Don't care. Ivanka. 12 places to visit this spring, National Geographic. Well, that's a good thing to know. Cape Cod. No. Cape to Cape in South Africa. Ooh. That's far away. That's hard to get to. Eastern Europe by Balkan Flexi Pass. All right. That looks nice. Wow, it looks really good. New York Central Park. Okay, I can do that. What do they have to say about that? Surprises abound in one of the world's most filmed and famed destinations. That's right. Bite into the Big Apple. That's what it says in here. This is National Geographic. I said that already. Pokhara, Nepal. What the fuck? Nepal? That sounds dangerous, man. I don't know. I have a friend that went there and went hiking and shit. Olympic National Park, Washington. All right, now that sounds cool. Yeah, I don't know if I can. Shouzhou, China. Great Barrier Reef, Australia. Balloon rally in Wisconsin. Philadelphia. You see the American destinations just don't sound quite as great. Now, that Olympic Park in Washington sounds pretty dope. And looks like it's probably really good. Central Park in New York, I'll be honest with you, is great if you are here. But you don't come for Central Park. That's fucking crazy. And this balloon rally, I don't know, maybe it is cool. I mean, Philadelphia, stay home. Philadelphia is garbage. I mean, if you're there for a conference, it's fun to probably check out, but if you go to Philadelphia on vacation, that is dumb. I'm not saying who does that? Los Angeles National Park. No, I'm retarded. I'm a dyslexic. I don't mean to say the R word. I gotta stop saying that. That's the one that's been the hardest. I keep trying to stop saying it, and I'm working on it, and every time I say it, I say I gotta stop saying it, but it's unfortunately been so ingrained into my brain, I can't get it out. I need to, like, get it, like, go to a doctor and get it lasered out of my brain. But I will beat it. I was able to stop saying some of that other, the homophobic slurs that were prevalent in my vocabulary at one time. I can get the R word out there. And I will say the R word, I don't care. I mean, I'll say the phrase, the R word, and be like, oh, why'd you say it? Because I'm trying to stop saying the fucking word, dummy. That's the anti-PC people. I don't even like to call it political correctness. It's not political correctness. It's like, don't say the mean word, you dummy. Fucking assholes. I like the word. Why can't? What does it mean, you fucking piece of shit? I stop saying it, I'll fucking slap you. But I'm dyslexic, so I thought this was Los Angeles, and it's La Glaciares National Park, Argentina. I got a lot of traveling to do. I've been to Europe a couple times. So I feel like I'm some traveled motherfucker. And then I look at this list, I'm like, I ain't been nowhere. I don't even think I've been to Wisconsin. Oh, I've been to Wisconsin, but yeah, I've been there. I don't know what towns, but I've been to Wisconsin. I think I was in Milwaukee once. No, I was in, it was like a town. Anyway. Anyway, we should put that on the list of words I gotta stop saying. Well, that was a bad list that I just read, and I'm sorry that I was just reading off destination. I didn't even read any of the details. But now you have some places that we can all go to, one of those places. I'll tell you that when I'm when I perform at Madison Square Garden, and the people that are listening that have signed up, we'll all go to we'll go to the Central Park, and then you've been to a place on the National Geographic places to go in Spring List. Or you've already been there. But maybe I'll take everybody to, I can't take everybody there too. but maybe I'll go to the balloon race and say, hey, everybody, meet me at the balloon race. And then if you can go, you can go. I'll do shit like that. I can't go to the balloon race now. I got money. But I got to go. And so I'll be in West Palm Beach next week. I think there's tickets left for that. With Perbiglia, Mike Perbiglia, and Jacqueline Novak. It's a really great, I mean, it's a good show. If you can get to it, it'll be there. And then Virginia Beach, Syracuse, Long Island. I forget where else. I think Cleveland, maybe. So if you're in any of those places, let me know if you're going to be at the show. And because I'd love to say hello. All right, man. That's it. 21 minutes, man. I'm out of here. Everybody be cool. And I'll see you motherfuckers tomorrow. And hopefully I'll be bringing the heat. I'll get up before 1 and have some real intelligent and entertaining, yet also funny things to say. It's just 22 solid minutes of that. I'm going to put that thought in my head right now. Maybe it'll sprout up and grow into a reality by tomorrow. Or it'll be me reading another list off of Apple News. But let's be positive. Let's think that it will be. Tomorrow will be better. All right. That's it. See you tomorrow. We love you.